Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back there with the Waiting on the Bus, ZZ Top. Went to hear them last night at in a concert. So had a great time there, and they were outstanding. Classic ZZ Top behavior. So pretty rowdy and loud, but it was good. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Hope you use it to your advantage. We update it every single day with new stuff. We put new articles up, new podcasts up. Every one of the interviews that we do on the show becomes a podcast that you can go back and listen to again. You can download. You can stream it. You can do whatever you want. If you find a Brain Trust member that you like and you want to make sure that you, whenever they come back on the show, that you get them again. You know about it. You can do an RSS right there. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, all that stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you every Sunday afternoon. And also, don't forget to take the poll question, which, speaking of which, is what I want to report on in this segment. You know, recently, as you know, the unemployment rate was reported to have dropped. It's called the nobody calls it that but me and other eggheads. But the U3 unemployment rate is what is the classic, typically reported unemployment rate that people almost all of us have on the tip of our tongue, right? Because we see it in the newspaper, we hear about it on the media, and you know, that's the number. That's become the standard for reporting unemployment. U3 is the technical term. And that recently dropped to 7.8 from above 8%, right? It's been, for the entire time President Obama has been in office, this indicator has been above 8%. He's taken a lot of flack for that. And as you know, historically, any president in that range of unemployment has not gotten elected. So he's been really under the gun. So it was a big deal, a big doings when they were able to announce in the last couple of weeks that unemployment had dropped below 8%, the U3, dropped below 8%. So we wanted to know what you thought about that new number. What did small business owners think about that new number? So last week we asked this question in our poll. Many of you responded to this, and you remember the question. Will you give the president credit for the drop in the unemployment rate to 7.8? Has he done anything to, you know, whether it's to his advantage or not, do you give him credit for that? And so here's what you said. 17% of you said that you would give the president credit because his policies are creating new jobs. That was part of the answer. You felt his policies are creating new jobs. Those who were still undecided about who to give credit to or who to blame for it, whatever, whichever way, was only 2%. Not too many people undecided anymore in American politics, are there? But the big number, 81%. Said that they did not give the president credit because it doesn't include those who stop looking for work. Meaning that even though the U3 reports a drop, the truth is, and that most people know, is that unemployment has not gotten better in the United States. U3, as I said, is the classic metric most often referred to, but it's basically, if you really understand what it is, it's a household survey. It is not a comprehensive standard. The U3 measurement of unemployment is a household measurement. It's really, in my opinion, in any other context, if that methodology were used in any other context, such that kind of a statistic would be considered no more than a rule of thumb. And yet, in general, in the main, people consider it to be the unemployment Bible. It is the number. Well, we have a more comprehensive metric, and I've talked about this in the past, and that's U6. And U6 includes those who are unemployed or underemployed. It includes the people who have who are out of work, all the U3 people, that 7.8% includes them, but it also includes those who are underemployed, and meaning they're working part-time and they really would rather have a job they're qualified for. So I've reported for 2 years now, at least, U6 unemployment is closer in America, is closer to 15%. If we were really telling the truth about unemployment, we'd be identifying U6 as the U6 number as the unemployment number, closer to 15%. In human terms, that's more than 20 million Americans. Think about that. 20 million Americans, and some people say 23, 24 million Americans are either unemployed or not employed to their qualifications. And this number does not include those who have given up for work, or especially it doesn't include the record number of people who've switched from unemployment to disability. They're just off the grid, not even being counted. But regardless of which metric you use, the U.S. has a serious and chronic unemployment problem that we haven't seen here in the United States since the Great Depression. And I believe it will take people who understand how the economy works, how jobs are created and who creates those jobs, marketplace jobs, not government jobs. It will take those kinds of people to turn this thing around. And the thing that gives me more hope than ever, though, for the future of America is that our poll indicates small business owners are neither naive nor uninformed about the truth about unemployment in America. I'm happy about that kind of, that you guys know that much about unemployment. Good for you. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.